VOA News. Trump administration officials on Thursday said they are worried about efforts to meddle in the upcoming midterm elections. The director of national intelligence, Dan Coats, said at a White House briefing that Russia is continuing to, quote, try to weaken and divide the U.S. And he said Russia is not the only country that has an interest in trying to influence our domestic political environment. Zimbabwean human rights activists on Thursday strongly condemned soldiers' actions in post-election violence that left at least 6 people dead and 14 wounded in Harare, the capital. Tension is building as the nation awaits the results of Monday's presidential election. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the capital.
The streets of central Harare, usually a hive of activity and a snarl of traffic, were eerily quiet Thursday as soldiers and police manned the streets and told shopkeepers to close early and go home. Police also surrounded opposition headquarters in central Harare, ratcheting up the tension even more. Officials from the ruling ZANU-PF party and the opposition MDC alliance both urged calm following Wednesday's violence that left 3 people dead. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed concern about the violence and called for Zimbabwe's political leaders to pursue dialogue and peaceful solutions to their disagreements. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
President Trump has received a letter from North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un following up on their meeting in June in Singapore. On Twitter, Trump thanked Kim for the letter, said, "I look forward to seeing you soon." He also thanked Kim for transferring presumed remains of soldiers killed in the Korean War. An American defense official told VOA that North Korea has provided almost no information to help identify the individuals and that the process could take months or years to complete. This is VOA News. China's foreign minister on Thursday criticized